Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited you're here. This episode I've been wanting to record for quite some time. If you've been following along, you may notice really entering a different quantum level of your life has been a theme in my life that I've brought into my world, women in coming into the mastermind. My current mastermind is called the Quantum Woman Mastermind, and it's really been quite a theme. As I started to dive deeper in my own personal growth journey, my own expansion, really leaning on different tools, questioning certain beliefs, unlearning a lot of things. And that might be a theme that you're seeing in your life lately, because for quite some time, at least when I got into the work of quote unquote personal development, it was very much learn every new tool, learn everything you can possibly learn, listen to the podcast, listen to the books, like get in the season of grinding and waking up early and checking things off of your list. And I'm not saying that doesn't have a time and a place, which it does, of course. I love checking things off the list. I love having a to-do list that's in alignment. Also, you know, we have to push ourselves from time to time doing things that you may not necessarily feel like doing. That's a part of life, right? It's a part of the human experience. But unlearning has become a thing that I've really been sharing more about. We're diving into that coming into the Quantum Woman Mastermind as well coming up. And you may have seen it kind of buzzing around social media too, that we have to unlearn certain things because we've been conditioned since a really young age that certain things are true, that this is facts, and it's up to us to either believe in those things or not believe in those things anymore when it really doesn't feel that it's in alignment, because you're always, always welcome to change your mind when new things come into your life, come into your energetic field, when you're presented with new opportunities. And that was something, especially if you have had a pattern of holding grudges or being very stubborn. I've known to have been pretty stubborn in some areas of my life, especially when I was younger, real stubborn, and that's carried into my adult life. And I've learned to be more open and be in a season of being able to receive things, create some softness in some areas of my life, because there were years and years, even as far as I can remember when I was really little, I created this rigid, hard outer shell that it was really hard to crack. And some of those parts are still here and I'm working with those parts, not shutting them down, not shaming them, because they've served me for a really long time and they're going to continue to serve me, because in certain parts and areas of your life, those things are required of you. When new people are coming in or you're just being really hyper-focused about your own energy and where your time and focus is being spent, those things can really support you. But there's also things, I made a reel about this, maybe a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago now, about some parts of this quantum experience in your personal growth journey, mine as well, that feel almost like they're working in reverse, that it's like, oh my gosh, I've been doing all this work, but now all of these things are coming into my life that feel like I'm working backwards, but it's actually serving you and it's actually working for you. Meaning, you may feel that you're feeling uneasy, uncertain, you're not really sure, because you're entering into the unknown. And the unknown is a big source of fear for most people in this life, because what is the unknown? Things that you don't know what to expect. We as humans love to predict things. We love to have control. Maybe you find yourself in this, I don't want to say in this box, but in this energy field of wanting to white knuckle control everything that's happening in your life. And if you can't predict the outcome of what's coming, that's really scary. And that could produce some anxiety, fear, uncertainty, a feeling of uneasiness, because if we can't predict it, then what? How do we protect ourselves from what's coming? So that can be a really uneasy place for so many of us to sit in. However, if you're really looking to change and grow and expand, if we continue to do the things that we've expected or predicted, where's the growth and expansion in that, right? We're kind of, it's like a really short tether. It's like, well, I'd love to enter into the season, but it has to be on my terms and my conditions and exactly how I foresee it happening. And let me tell you, it's going to be really challenging to get to that place of sitting in that void for a minute of like, oh shit, I did something, I said something, I started operating differently, my beliefs are starting to change, and this is leaving me in a very vulnerable, exposed place. And that's why it's really important to still have those walls, but know when you can open the door in that wall. Like if you can visualize that wall, maybe you're somebody who has a lot of walls, visualize that wall. And I remember working with a facilitator, an intuitive that we worked with in a season of our lives, that she told me, she was like, okay, yes, you have all of these walls and they're beautiful. And some of them, you know, some of them are pretty high and pretty strong and pretty thick, like a vault. And she's like, you know, it's up to you to use your discernment to figure out when you can just open the door, even if it's just a crack in one of these walls. And you can also choose to close that door to that wall. And that was really helpful. So I don't know if that might help you in this season of expansion and uncertainty, but I feel like so many women in my world, and maybe you too, are in this season of like, okay, I know there's more. I know there's something, right? There's something out there. I just don't know what it is. And we have this fear around taking that first step to that uncertain place of that not knowing what's going to happen on the other side. And I will tell you, if you can just crack that door or dip a toe, like you might hear people say, like in the world of, you know, entrepreneurship and personal growth and all these things, it's like, if you're not wholeheartedly in and like taking the leap, then what are you even doing? And it's like, well, we still want to have some safety in there. And I'm not saying to, you know, burn down all the walls and the bridges that you have, but just crack the door, dip a toe, and really start to feel. Because if you're living in a way that's not in alignment and you're operating out of an old belief system, but you know where you're going, those beliefs, they're not going to support you there. It's going to take a little bit of that faith to be able to open the door or dip the toe and really allow yourself to sit in the discomfort. The discomfort is actually a very beautiful place to be, and your body immediately is going to be like, nope, we don't like it here. This isn't safe. And of course, it's up to you to discern, like, are you in an actual unsafe situation? Then you need to act accordingly. However, if you're more so working in the realm of your beliefs and your fears and doing a lot of inner work, and maybe you need to have a conversation or make a choice or make a move that's really going to put yourself out there, sometimes swinging that door open and taking that leap is going to give you that little nudge of like, okay, we're going to do this, to really support yourself in the way of knowing, I got me in this, I can hold me, I can support myself in this. I'm going to set up the structures and the people and the things in my life that if I am going to need a little help, I can set that up in a way that someone's going to catch me if I fall as well. And this is not saying to put all of your focus and put everything out there in other people's hands. No, this is an inside job. This starts with you. But having the tools to support yourself in the season of discomfort and, you know, a little uncertainty, a little uneasiness, that's okay. That's how we grow. This means you're expanding your boundaries. You're going to be embracing this part of growth. You're really going to be leaning into self-trust and leaning into your own ability to handle some of these new challenges that might be sent your way. And it's going to be okay. This is a part of the process. You may notice you might feel a little resistance, okay? Internal and external resistance. This is a big one. When I work with women one-to-one, this is one of the biggest pillars and touch points in our process together. I work with a lot of women in a 30-day container that they're ready to jump into whatever this is. They're ready to start seeing things differently, living in a little bit in a different way, right? Having different conversations, expanding themselves in a way that might be a little uncomfortable. And that's where I come in, that you're able to have an open, direct line of communication with somebody who can hold you. Like, I'm on your side. You're my number one priority, right? So in this season, you might experience some self-doubt. some fear, some procrastination internally. This is just your mind and your body's way of protecting you from this perceived danger or anxiety, right? That you're being pushed beyond your limit. And this is okay. This is just a little internal resistance that you might start to experience. And you might feel it from the external point of view as well, because some people around you, they may not understand your vision. They may try to discourage you. And really recognizing that sometimes this resistance, most of the time, is a reflection of their own limitations and not yours. Like, this is their stuff. This isn't your stuff. And so often when we start to feel this external resistance, we want to take it on and identify it as our own. And for the majority of time, when you're feeling something externally, you're showing up different, you're making different choices. Maybe it's even as simple as your style is evolving, right? You're wearing different clothes, or you do your hair in a different way, or you're posting things on social media that's not your norm or what people have expected of you in the past. And you start to hear things or feel things, or maybe somebody says something to you. Most often, and I want you to really understand and sit with this and feel this, if you are wanting to show up bigger on social media, maybe you're wanting to launch something, maybe you're creating something, or maybe, like I said, you're just upgrading your fashion, right? Maybe you got a new car. Maybe you're buying a new house. I don't know. And you may hear some things. You might hear some chatter, or people come directly to you and they're like, well, you're not, you know, this isn't the so-and-so that I know, or you're really starting to speak your mind on social media and I don't really understand what you're saying. Most of the time, that's their shit. That's not your stuff. That's their own that's their projection of their own stuff that you're probably making them feel a little bit uncomfortable. And you might be some of that external resistance for them, which can ultimately, and this is the stuff that we don't necessarily see. This is the inner workings of the universe and people's souls contracts and what they've been come here to do. You might be playing a part in that you can't even see, but there's some, everything is interwoven and it is already happening, right? It's already in motion. It's neither good nor bad. It just is. And most of the time, that's just their own internal stuff that's coming out and projecting on you. So as hard and as challenging as this can be, like if somebody says something to you, you're like, oh man, that really hit something inside of me. And you guys, I used to hate when people say this, but it truly is like holding up a mirror for both of you, right? You can't control their mirror. You might just be the mirror for them and they might be the mirror for you. But if it's hitting something within you internally, that's a beautiful invitation to really explore that deeper. If somebody says something, they're like, I don't like the way that you're doing this. You're being too loud. You're speaking too much of your truth, right? And that's like all we want, right? Not for them to say those things, but we want to be able to get to a point in our life where we feel so in tune and in line that we're speaking our truth, like truly. It's such a beautiful channel with inside you that just you're like, yeah, I'm going to say this and I'm going to bring this to this world, even if it ruffles some feathers with some other people. And somebody says something to you and it stings a little bit and it activates you inside. It's a beautiful invitation to really just look at, why is this bringing something up within me? What is that teaching me? What am I learning from this? And that to come from, oh baby, to come from that at that place and not take it personally. It's one of the four agreements. If you haven't read the four agreements, it's a very quick, easy read. And I believe I have it on Audible too. I like to Audible everything. We have a library, like not a library, but our office in our house. It's beautifully color coordinated books that we order all these books and then I end up listening to them all on Audible, but I like to have them. I like to feel the book. Like I like to have it. I like to be able to refer to it if I want to. If I'm listening to an Audible, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to hold the book too. I don't know what that is, but whatever. I like it. And it makes our office look really, really pretty. I forgot where I was going with that. Anyway, the resistance. Oh, the book, The Four Agreements. I believe it's on Audible. You can get a hard copy of it as well. It's a very short, easy read. But not taking things personally is one of the four agreements. And if we can come from that place while speaking our truth, while we're experiencing this quantum level leap, think of how freeing that could be and allow yourself to sit in that feeling for a moment. And this is part of the visualization experience. This is part of the deeper inner work that you can do for yourself, is allowing yourself to feel and process these feelings and not immediately want to shut them down, suppress those feelings. And we went and saw the new Inside Out movie. And I will just say this because I speak freely everywhere, but really in the podcast, like, I feel like you guys are my people. Y'all are my people. We are not Disney people. I don't subscribe to Disney. I don't like Disney. And this is one of those things where I can speak my truth, and this is going to ruffle some feathers. There are people who absolutely love Disney. I don't love what Disney stands for. However, we looked at the movie. I did some research on it because we saw the first one years and years ago. And this is one that is I believe there's exceptions to the rules. This movie was an exception to the rule for us. And if you want to expand deeper on this with me, please send me a message and we can go deeper on this. But this movie, it was very clean. It was very educational. Like, it was a great movie and it pulled on some emotions that I had. And it was so beautiful in the way that they did this to really understand the inner workings of how your mind works and how your brain works. And as I was reading some of my research as I was, you know, making sure this movie was appropriate, and they actually did a lot of research on how parts of your brains and emotions work, which was so beautiful to see how these belief systems are formed and your true sense of self. This is one of the things that I love to teach on, and I go deep on this in the mastermind, is your true sense of self and how those beliefs are actually formed, how deep they actually go, how we perceive ourselves in everyday life. And it was a really cool way to explain it, not only to kids, but to adults too, who aren't familiar with how our mind and how our bodies work. And it was really, really cool to see when anxiety came in as you're hitting, you know, 12, 13 years old, when your mind and your body really start to change. Because as kids, we learned this, my husband and I learned this, that kids have so much energy because their sense of ego and their sex drives aren't formed. Like, they're not there to run the show. Your ego and your sex drive, they're not formed to take over. And once you hit that age, when you start becoming adults, it starts to change things. We really start to pick up on how other people look at us, what we need to do to be accepted, how we are going to be able to receive love, who we are as a person in the world. And it was really cool to see the internal shifts that the main character was going through from, you know, being a child to then becoming an adult, and how she had to fit in and all of these things. So if you haven't seen it, it's a great movie, but there's a couple parts in there when anxiety comes in and she's in there running the show. And this isn't just for children, you know, becoming adults. This is for adults as well. When we have these perceived failures, these roadblocks, these obstacles, when we project all of this anxiety on certain things, when we think things are going to go a certain way, well, if I take this leap, or if I make this post on social media, or if I wear this outfit that reflects who I am on the inside, on the outside, then we start to foreshadow and forecast all of these perceived failures. Like, what is actually going to happen if I do this thing? Then this could happen, then this could happen, then this could happen, and then this could happen. Then if that happens, then this thing could happen. And it's like, if we allow ourselves to sit in that, we're never going to make the move that we actually want to make, or show up becoming more of that true self, unlearning so many of these deeply formed beliefs and these fears and these habits and these patterns. So it's really an invitation and a really cool opportunity to be able to look at who you are, the choices that you want to make, how you want to show up in your life, and allowing yourself to come back to your true sense of self. Like, how do you actually view yourself? Where can you really increase the love that you have for yourself? Like, if you were to look at your kids, if you have kids, or if you look at your family members, or even a pet, right? If you're a dog mom or a cat mom, or you look at your sister or your own mom or whoever, you're like, I just have, or your partner, this love for this person, no matter what mistakes they make or, you know, what they say, like I have, like when you look at your children, they're just like, you see them as these perfect individuals, even though nobody's perfect, right? Everybody makes mistakes. Kids are, we're all out here born to make mistakes, right? But we view them as just this perfect little child. And if we can look at ourselves in just a sliver of that, if we can look at ourselves and create that amount of self-love for us, how can we then start moving through this life and experiencing this quantum leap that you know you're destined for? Like, you're listening to these types of podcasts, you're probably reading the books, you're doing the programs, maybe you've invested in a mastermind or a retreat or an online program or whatever that is supporting you, giving you the tools. You're allowing yourself to be more open, to be able to receive love and support in a new way. All of these things are factors to support you in where you're going, because the thing that's going to stop you are these deeply rooted fears and beliefs and habits and patterns that we carry with us that we have deemed to be true. We believe that to be true at some of the deepest parts of ourselves. And when we can get to a point where we're like, this isn't working anymore, and this is when a lot of people come into my world and come into either my one-to-one container, the Awakened Women Accelerator, 30 days together, or a mastermind or a retreat. I have a lot of women who come in to these retreat experiences, number one, wanting to do something for themselves. Number two, wanting to be able to support themselves with other people, like create that support system that's going to be there as a sounding board, be able to offer their expertise, be able to come in like a sponge, also have like a lot of freaking fun. Because if we're not having fun and creating experiences that light us up in the process, like what even is the point? You know, it can be, sometimes I'll find myself sitting in this energy and I have to recognize it and pull myself out of it. Because, you know, if you're listening to this podcast in real time, it's June. My kids just got out of school a week or two ago, and all of a sudden everything starts to shift a little bit. Our schedule looks different. My energy looks different. My mornings look different. Our priorities look different, right? They're not at school all the time. They're not like we're in an amazing month-long break from soccer as well. We have three soccer teams between my two kids, travel soccer teams. So we're on a little bit of a soccer break right now. So things are just looking a little bit different. That can lead into just getting from thing to thing sometimes. Or I remember last summer, I took off all summer intentionally, not creating anything, not launching anything. I didn't have the solo podcast yet. I think we were still recording Destined to Be once a week, which was great. But I was in a season where I intentionally was like, I just want to slow down and have a lot of fun. But sometimes for me, that can be a slippery slope of just like falling back into like a energy where, because I operate best when I'm also, and the big word is also like, and, right? And is the feminine, but is a, of course it is, right? Of course, but is more of a masculine word, right? Like, of course it is. I mean, whatever. And when we can look at things from a lens of also or and, I can have a season of slowness and I can also create, right? Instead of, well, I want a season of slowness, but I can't do this, right? That's very more in like the harsher, rigid structure. Even if you're in a season that your entire schedule is switching, or maybe you're on more of, you know, even in a 9-to-5 job, if your schedule is shifting a little bit, or just adapting to the warmer weather, right? Our bodies are like, oh yeah, it's time to have a little bit more fun. Lean into that. Lean into that nudge, that pull. If your internal system is telling you, girl, we need to have a little bit more fun. We want to have a little bit more connection. We want to shake things up a little bit and like do something that's going to pull out these parts in ourselves. That's why I create 1-to-2 high level women's retreats a year, because it's like the personal growth healing playground is how I would describe it. Truly. And I made a reel about this the other day that it's so much more than just a girls' trip. Because from the outside, sometimes it can look like, oh yeah, just a bunch of women getting together and, you know, having a lot of fun. Yes, and. See? Yes, and. We have a shit ton of fun. We are going to do, when we're going to Nashville this November, I have some exclusive Nashville experiences that you can only do there. Like truly some of these things. And I had a dream about it the other day. That's how I know like I'm getting into the process. The dreams start happening. And it's a really cool couple experiences that we're planning. We're in a house together, a beautiful house. It's vibey. It's colorful. It's like 10 minutes from downtown. We're going to go to Broadway one night. These are all the like the fun experiences things. But we're also doing a sound bath and we're also doing breathwork workshops. We're also doing partner exercises, manifestation practices that when women come back and return from these retreats, like we've manifested jobs, babies, houses, cars, like sitting, I get chills when I say that. What sitting in this energy, and there's only going to be 7 women on this retreat, sitting in this energy is, it's almost indescribable. Unless you're there, it's really challenging to come home and describe the experience. You know, when you have a life-changing transformational experience and you come home and you're trying to find the words to share your experience with either your partner or your friends and you just can't, it's kind of like that. It's like if you know, you know, you kind of had to be there because it's all encompassing of fun, play, laughter, deep sisterhood connection. It truly is like that girls sleepover weekend getaway trip, except we're going to be there for 5 days, 4 nights, and paired with deep healing and energetic release. Like we release some shit that's been stored for years to make more space and to make more room for what you're calling in. Because going into this quantum leap, this goes hand in hand. If you're in a season going into this quantum leap, but your body is holding on to so much shit that's not serving us. And I don't touch on trauma lightly, but if we're holding some of these just stagnant energy patterns, some old trauma, some things that are just stagnant and stored in there, and we go deep into how to find these things, where this energy is living in your body, and how we're going to support you to release it in such a safe space. I don't bring in, not that, and I don't want to say this to come off from this way. I'm saying this in a supportive sisterhood way. I'm very specific on people who come into these spaces and they're mostly women, just to encourage that sense of safety and healing that a lot of us have, not saying everybody, but I've had to process and continue to work through the sisterhood wounding that I have. And this is a very safe space to come into where other women are there, they're present, they're there for themselves, they're there for you, they're there to hold you, to be able to give, to be able to receive, to aid and bring in that softness and expansion. And if you're working through something that's quite a big feeling, the safety is there to allow yourself to express it and to move through it in a completely different way than what you might be used to. And that may bring up and circle back to some of those fears that I was talking about in the beginning of this episode, right? There might be some perceived beliefs or fears and projections on what these experiences look like, but I promise you that if you are to enter into one of these retreats, you will be held, you will be seen, you will have the safety to fully express anything and everything that you're working through. This is what I love about the work that I get to do. People come into my containers and they're like, I don't know if this is too much. I'm like, girl, it is never too much. Based off of the shit that only I, like myself first and foremost, have had to work through, oh baby. And then being able to hold and support other women working through these big things, it's not things that are like I haven't seen. These are things that are so much more common than what we're led to believe, that so many of us are working through internally by ourselves, that when we have the space to do so, and with this retreat specifically, you're also going to receive 30 days of full one-to-one support from me before the retreat and 30 days after. So you have all of the tools, everything that you need to have that support coming into the retreat and moving out of it as you integrate back into real life. Truly, it's like the unicorn of retreats. Maybe I should make a post about that because it really is. We have the playground, the fun, the energy, but also the safety and the space to express and release and create and manifest. Like these manifestations come, like they come to fruition in real life. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had from past retreat women that are like, yeah, we manifested this, this, and this thing that all came from the retreat. I'm like, girl, that is insane. Like truly. And then we get to support each other through like for years after. This is the fifth retreat that I've ran, and still women from the very first retreat I did in 2021 in Austin, Texas are still very good friends and still support each other. A lot of the group chats are still open and running. So it's not just a one and done thing. It's something that you're able to, in this quantum season, in this quantum leap that you're experiencing, that you can have these tools ongoing. That just isn't like, well, we're done, bye, see you never. Like, no, that's not how we operate. That's not how this community rolls. We run deep, okay? Like this community runs deep. And I am so thankful. And I almost want to say the word proud, but like I'm part of it too. So like I'm proud of us. I'm really proud of us. Those of you who are in this community already, or who are maybe just finding this podcast or wanting to find the support, like welcome. I don't take this lightly. I don't take this work lightly. Okay. So those are some of the things in our quantum leap, right? That you might be experiencing, but it feels like it's almost going backwards. And when we can allow ourselves to really sink in and embrace this journey, and you might hear people say like, oh, just trust the process. And you're like, okay, and that's great and all, but like, that's easier said than done. Of course, of course, of course it is, because we're relearning and unlearning. Trust is something that, like, even for me, it has to be earned from myself. And living in seasons of not being able to trust myself, there's just so much disalignment that I feel when I'm not trusting myself. And when I can clear the shit to allow myself to sink deeper into that, that becomes easier. It becomes easier to be able to lean into the trust. And you can do this by allowing yourself to celebrate you, celebrate the small wins, staying connected with your vision, allowing yourself to have rituals and practices that even when you honor the smallest thing for yourself, like let's say you told yourself, when I wake up, I'm going to put on a pair of jeans tomorrow, right? Like coming super micro. And you wake up and you're like, man, I'm just going to put on my leggings. Like there's nothing wrong with leggings. I'm recording this podcast in my pajamas. Okay. I'm working from home today. I'm wearing my Aviator Nation shorts and sweatshirt that I slept in last night. I didn't make a promise to myself to wear jeans today, but I have an event later that I'm going to put on like a cute outfit. And even if your promise was to yourself, I'm going to wake up and put on those really cute jeans tomorrow, and you do, celebrate celebrate yourself for that. You are honoring the small, it could be smaller, that could be big for you. It's a wide range here. Everyone has their own things that mean different things to them. So that might be the thing for you. Maybe you woke up and drank your lemon water like you said you were going to. Like celebrate the fuck out of yourself. Okay, that sounds a little aggressive. But celebrate that shit. You know what I mean? Like this is how we start building that self-trust. When you honor the commitments that you have to yourself. And this isn't anything new. I am not reinventing the wheel here. This probably isn't anything that you haven't heard before. But this helps build momentum and confidence. Right? And these are the systems that we want to reinforce. These are those things that we want to get firing and wiring internally in our minds and our bodies and our brains to be able to fire these systems that can really support you in this season of your quantum leap. Because there's going to be some changes. There's going to be some turbulence. There really is. Your sensitivity might increase. You might start to feel more emotions. You might just start to cry out of nowhere. Maybe you were never a crier. That was me. Like I would bottle that shit up until the day that I died and take it with me to the grave, right? Like that was me. And when I started to get deeper into this work, when I started to process some of these emotions that I've suppressed, some of these things that I've shoved deep down, and I've done this on my own. I've also worked with very gifted facilitators, very gifted and trained coaches and mentors in this space. And I'm not saying this to sound some sort of way, but like between me and my husband, hundreds of thousands of dollars later, investing in ourselves. And I'm saying this so you really understand how important I take this when I enter into these containers, not only with myself, but the women who come into this space, that I want nothing but the fullest support for these women and for you. And your sensitivity might increase. You might start feeling some emotions that you're not used to feeling. You might start feeling more overwhelmed that you're starting to process these changes. You might start to feel more of a release, right? If you're, what is the word that I'm looking for? Oh my gosh, I use this word all of the time. It'll come to me. But if you're starting to feel some outbursts or crying or emotional spells, or you feel like you want to release old pent up energy, lean into that with intention. There we go. That's the word that I'm looking for. Intentionally give yourself the space to be able to release. And if you're not feeling safe enough to be able to do so, this is exactly why I create my monthly workshops, my mind, body, breath workshops. I do, in the summer, we slow down a little bit. We're going to have probably one or two this summer because summer schedules are crazy, or the retreats or my one-to-one containers, that you're able to have a safe space. Because if your body is not feeling safe enough, you're going to hold on to that shit. And when I started to create more safety internally first, and then I was able to seek support of other women, of other mentors, of other coaches, of other retreats, of other people that I knew internally, like this is safe for me, I was able to then start to release. And once you can start to release some of these things, you then make room for what's to come. Because like I said, if you're feeling so bottled up and so pent up with energy and overwhelm and just stimulation and so many feelings and emotions that you don't know how to work through, process, identify, and it starts to come out as either anger or you disassociate or you shut down, those are all indicators that it might be time to find a practice that really supports you in creating safety to be able to release some of these things. This is why I love my mind, body, breathwork workshop so much, is because it's a 90-minute workshop for women only that you can come into this space. You get really comfy. You bring like a mat, some blankets, a pillow, an eye mask. It's like you get to like really allow yourself to relax and receive for 90 minutes, that you're able to process and release some of these things. Maybe there's a story attached, maybe there's not, and there's space for both. Sometimes your body just needs a release with nothing attached to it. Other times there's a deeper rooted story belief system that we're able to really shine some light on and work with those parts and work with those shadow parts. And these are all beautiful parts of this experience, but it all comes with this quantum leap. Okay, so if you're noticing and if you're feeling your internal systems are firing, like, girl, we're on the move. Like, there's something coming, and you might feel it. Like, you have those pings, those moments where you get those downloads or those thoughts, and you're like, okay, something's coming, right? Something's coming. All of these things, they're part of the human experience. They're part of it. Lean into it. Find the support. If you're looking for serious next level support, I would love to invite you to our Permission to Activate Nashville retreat this November. We're going to be there from November 12th to the 16th in a beautiful high vibe home with other high achieving women, with everything that I shared before. So much freaking fun, so much like healing and laughing and play and experiences and deep conversations, but also dancing and singing. And you're never put on the spot to do these things, but we're in Music City, right? Like, we're in Nashville, we're gonna do some things like that. But also having the space and the support to release old energy, make room for what's to come. This is all part of it. You get some really awesome swag. You get 7 new besties to come out of it with, like, truly women who can hold and support you. all of these things. I don't love to use the word normal, but it's all part of it, right? We're all in this together. It's happening. It's happening. You're experiencing these things. Lean into it. And I would love to be here to support you in any way possible. And if you are wanting that 30-day Awakened Woman Accelerator program, I'm opening up 2 spaces mid-July for those of you who may want that 30-day container of support. But also, technically for the retreat, you get 2 months of that included in the retreat itself. So if you want, like, if you are ready and you're like, fuck yes, this is all of it. Yes, that's me. You're going to get a 5-day retreat plus 2 months of the Awaken Woman Accelerator, basically, because you get one-to-one support. You get 2 one-to-one calls, 30 days of Voxer in and out of the retreat, like truly the ultimate level of support and just to be your partner, right? Like to be a partner in what you're creating. That's what this is about. Okay. Until next time.